Lesson 46. 46th lesson. Part 1. Commerce and Industry. Great Britain is one of the most important commercial and trading centers in the world. Britain buys more goods than she sells. Her imports exceed her exports. Not being a great agricultural country, England has to obtain her food supplies largely from abroad. She also has to import many raw materials, such as wool from Australia, timber from Sweden and Finland, cotton, petroleum, and tobacco from the United States. Wine and fruit are imported from France, Italy, Spain, and the Dominions. Dairy produce from Denmark and Holland, and so on. One of the most extensive industries in England is the textile industry. Immense quantities of cotton and woolen goods and artificial silk are produced and exported. English leather goods are also in great demand in other countries. Great Britain is noted for its coal mines and for iron and steel goods, and it supplies many countries with certain classes of machinery. Another leading industry in this country is shipbuilding. The motor industry is also very flourishing. Part 2, a business interview.
I should like to speak to Mr. Gray, if he's not engaged.
Have you an appointment?
No, but here's my card. If you'll be kind enough to take it in, I'm sure he'll see me.
He's on the phone just now. Would you mind waiting a few minutes? Come this way, please. Good morning, Mr. Brown. Take a seat, please. What can I do for you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have a proposition to put before you. I think you know my firm, Messrs. Macmillan and Company Limited of Adelaide, South Australia.
Oh, yes, I know the name very well, but I've never had the pleasure of doing any business with you.
No. Well, my company has a big distributing business with branches all over Australia and New Zealand. We want to get into touch with a good shipping firm in London, such as yours, the idea being that you should act as our agents and handle all our business on this side.
And what about terms of payment and the other essential conditions?
Well, we propose to allow you a 2.5% commission on all business transacted. No doubt we shall come to an understanding on that point. You would have to attend to the shipment of all goods and arrange for the prices to include CIF or, in some cases, FOB. We're accustomed to paying by bills at 3 months. What do you think about it?
Well, I think some such arrangement would suit us very well. But I can't enter into an agreement or make a definite decision without discussing the matter with my partner. I'll just give him a ring. Will you get me Central 5510, please? Hello, is that you, Knight? I say, I've just had a promising proposition put before me, and I should like to have a chat with you about it. Can you come round to the office straight away? What's that? I can't hear you very well. You'll be round in about 5 minutes. Good.